When I really started to create the containers for my business and align them in the way that worked for me, I had already created and had several businesses in the past, and I had even helped multiple people build their own. That was one of the things that I did. And so I had a really good idea of how to do that. I could look at a business and understand the structure, and I could understand exactly where the holes were, why it wasn't working, why things weren't functioning the way that they wanted it to. And so I was never short in terms of that understanding. But in the years that I had created and built businesses for myself, there was always something lacking, and I would always get to a point where either I had to figure out what to do to get over the hump and expand, or I felt like I needed to let it go and start something new. So that was one of the patterns that I was really trying to work out and outgrow and evolve in my own life. And so when I came back to my intuitive business, I knew that I had to do it differently this time. Otherwise, it would be the same pattern repeating. And so I just had a quick chat with my guides and said, okay, we got to do this thing differently. And what they showed me was a tree. And they actually prompted me to draw a tree with multiple branches, and each branch represented the various gifts that I had to offer. And each branch, as we know, on a tree connects back to the center of the tree, back to the trunk of the tree, right? And that's so it's all one organism working together, although you have these multiple offshoots. And I thought, wow, how simple of an image, but how powerful too. Because it helped me realize that that trunk was me and spirituality in general. And so long as I had all of the branches connect back in with myself and that spirituality, then it was something that was more easily contained for one, but also it kept it together in a way that I hadn't really considered before. I had created businesses based on the branches themselves that were not connected in and didn't have a solid enough foundation in order for me to maintain it and to see how to expand it moving forward. So I did the exercise. I drew the tree. I drew all of the branches. I wrote out what each branch represented, and that image has never left me. And if there is a branch that I add that I cannot connect back in with the truth of who I am and the stability of that trunk being rooted in spirituality, then I don't add the branch. So it's also a great way to weed things out, especially for those that have multiple gifts and who struggle to figure out which gift to pursue in terms of creating a business around. You are welcome to use the tree idea, and you are also welcome to use any symbol that resonates with you more. But the goal is to figure out what it needs to be at the base, right? What is the foundation that's going to help support your offers, what you provide to others, what you are creating, and why you are creating it. This exercise also does wonders for helping you to weed out anything that is not your own. So oftentimes, especially for an intuitive like me, I will channel information and I think, oh, that's a great idea. Let me put it on my list. And if I can't figure out how it connects back in, I now let it go. And I also understand that it might just be for someone else around me, someone that I'm going to provide a reading for, a friend that I know. And so I'll keep the idea to understand later where it fits, even if it doesn't fit as a branch on my tree. And that takes me to the next thing I want to address. Often we will follow other people's blueprints when we are creating something that is unique to us. And then we wonder why it didn't work. Everybody has a blueprint out there now, right? Here's the way that you get clients. Here's the way that you put together a lucrative business. Here is the way that you take something that you don't particularly love, but make tons of money at it, you know, and it's easy and it's overnight. And look at all these sales I made. Well, the reason it doesn't work is because it was a blueprint for them. It was a download that came to them on how to create something, a container for themselves, and turn it into something that's sustainable. So we can't necessarily, especially when we are talking about building from our essence, building from our truth, building from what is unique to us, we can't take that and follow someone else's blueprint. We've got to, in that process, learn what our own blueprint is, learn how we work best, learn what doesn't work for us, so then we can create an alignment. So the thing that is different about what I'm offering here in this mini course is that it's not really a blueprint. Sure, there are some steps and each recording builds upon the last one, but it's designed in a way to help you extract your own unique blueprint, your own unique rhythm and flow, so that you can create your own success within the containers that are specific to you. So when we are following other people's blueprints, it can drain our energy, disconnect us from the magic of our work, and leave us feeling like an imposter in the thing that we know is meant for us. Those cookie cutter models, however specific they were to someone else, were never designed for you and your unique essence. And so when you try to squeeze yourself in them, well, that essence gets lost. And so remember what I said about your offer being an energetic container, right? And then we go down the spiral of thinking, okay, this must not be for me. I just don't know how to do it. I don't know what I was thinking. Let me go back to applying to jobs. And the beauty about this moment right now is that we are living in times where the structures of business are cracking. All the masks are falling off. Nobody wants that top-down patriarchal approach anymore. People want resonance. They want what resonates with them. They want authenticity. So as we're moving into this new phase, just imagine that you can have and be and do whatever it is that your soul is calling you to do. You just have to create it. You've got to create it in your own vision. And you've got an opportunity to also create it outside of the old structures. Because you creating something new within the rhythm and the flow that is specific and unique to you is one of the easiest ways to contribute to society. Because every little change starts with one person, right? And collectively, then it creates a bigger change. Then you are giving other people the inspiration to do it for themselves as well. So when I talk about containers, I mean something that holds your work, your unique essence, and so it can grow and flow without feeling capped, without feeling like a cage. It's a customized structure. And when you build it with care, it becomes a place where others can find you, enter, and be nourished. So just imagine for a second that your business is like a living being. It's not a machine. It's not a factory. But it's something with breath and movement. For some people, it feels like a tree with roots, branches, and fruit. That's like with me. But for others, it can feel like a circle where people gather around a fire after a very fulfilling day with their cup of tea or coffee, and they enjoy each other's company. For someone else, it might feel like a web where each strand connects to another. And when you allow your blueprint to take its natural shape, you also stop forcing it. This is where the ebb and flow comes in. This is where you don't have to hard work yourself into manifestations. And it begins to grow in a way that it was always meant to. And you are also able to grow it outside of the societal conditioning of the 9-to-5 grind and of survival mode. Okay, so let's get to the exercise. So take a moment to close your eyes and place your hands in your lap, palms open, and take a deep breath. Let your shoulders soften. Now ask yourself, if my business were a living being, what would it look like? What shape would it take? How would it move? Don't overthink it. Just notice what arises. Does it feel like a circle, or a tree, or a web, a river, or something entirely different? Now imagine how people come into this living space that is your business. Maybe that living space is the outdoors. Maybe it's a building where everything of your essence that you poured into your offers exists. Where do people enter? What is the touch point or doorway that they encounter first? How do they move through it? Do they move through it slowly, taking in every piece and morsel, enjoying it down to its last drop? Or do they move through it quickly? And how does your business hold them while they are inside? So you can pause here and go grab a piece of paper nearby and sketch or describe what you see. It doesn't need to be polished or perfect. Even scribbles or words will do. And finally, you can write down one sentence that captures the essence of your business or of your offer. Something like, my business is a tree, and each branch is an offering that leads back to the same roots. Or, my business is a circle, where people come to remember who they are. People come to feel safe through the support that I provide to them, whatever it is. So take a nice, deep, slow breath. And let yourself feel the difference between forcing yourself into someone else's structure and being guided by one that comes alive from within you. So this recording included a couple of exercises, right? There was first the one where you select what symbol you want to represent the container that you are creating. So if it's a tree or a web, or a circle, or something else entirely. And then there's the exercise that we just did where you go deeper in how you want it to feel. Of course, inside of the Energy Reset Work and Purpose class, we go even deeper. We flesh it all out. We decide what we're keeping and what we're not, what the building blocks are and how everything connects together, and also what some of the potential pitfalls might be given where you are in your cycle of growth and what you are creating. But until then, I'll see you in the next recording.